I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
All righty, are we live? Yes, we are.
Welcome to the Color Up Podcast. Whether you're a seasoned player or a beginner eager to step up to the table, this is your lucky podcast that's all about the thrill and strategy of the casino world. I'm your host, Jeremy. With me is Jim the Professor. Let's get rolling.
Did you come up with that on the fly, or did you write that out?
Oh, no. I've been working on that for hours.
Because I know it's a little extra little 15. Shot for
yeah,
the
yeah,
nice
little
controllers.
Boom.
And
yeah, put that in there. Boom.
Still so angry about this topic.
I don't know. It doesn't hurt.
Did you get an email from a guy trying to sell you a
$4,000
show
there,
again?
There are emails out there, and people are sending them to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are people like that.
So they're just trying to get under your skin by sending, they know it'll set you off.
Either that or it's just some big random list that's out there that they got from somebody.
Yeah. That's how that stuff goes anyway.
Yep.
Well, good. So, it's been what?
Three weeks?
This is week four, maybe?
Maybe. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some of our regulars who are staying away from soon to be NFL action to catch us here for a little bit. So good to see all our friendly names up there, including your family. And
you definitely
want
to be here as opposed to watching the biggest sport in America.
Yeah. A lot of people just throw up goose eggs and they won't compete against the NFL. But we're competing against the NFL, Joe Rogan, whatever it takes. We're
head
right
on.
Here.
We'll do
head,
it.
Head on. Lining up right across from them.
At least once a month, we will. Whenever you're on a cruise
or you work something
last week
probably
I came back and
yeah I've got a list of about 20 of them that you use
okay
that's
yeah
in the,
just I
that's
rotate
in the rotation.
My excuses too.
Yeah,
yeah. No, yeah, I think that was my latest one because I was away for 2 weeks on a cruise, which we'll talk about some because it is craps related, and then yeah, and then I got coming home from there I got sick, and then I got, Jim wanted to talk about what's going on, because I don't know, I guess I feel like I don't have anything going on, but he's actually,
you're a pretty busy guy, and I think your public would like to hear from what's been going on, and I've got a little outline of things that you've mentioned, some of the stuff to Green Color members in your latest newsletter.
Yeah, I guess I sometimes forget because there's so many different avenues that I share stuff with. So I've got physical newsletters out to people, and then I've got the Discord channel or the Discord where I communicate through all of my club members. And there's so many private messages, and then I'm making YouTube videos that I share certain stuff. So yeah, I do.
You got a lot of channels of distribution, as we say in the marketing world.
Yeah, and so I don't always. It's probably good that you're wrangling around to give everyone an update if for those who care.
Yeah. So let's start off with the big enchilada, which was, put it in a cartoon thing. When we last left our hero, he was getting ready to start thinking about making some flight reservations for an upcoming cruise. Ah. Let's take it from there, take off from there, get it, and let's see where it goes. So where did you go? Where did you fly out of? Where did you fly to? And all that good stuff.
Okay, the real nitty gritty you're looking for.
Yeah.
So this, I used my annual cruise certificate for this cruise, which is, so I'm a player, club, whatever. I don't know, part of the Royal Caribbean.
Club Royal, whatever they call it, rewards.
You know, yeah. Rewards program. Yeah.
Casino rewards program.
And so if you earn 2,500 points in April or before April, each April you get a annual certificate. You can earn instant ones on every cruise, but this is an annual one just by reaching a prime level, it's called. They just, instead of gold, platinum, whatever, they call it prime. And you get a one-time yearly free cruise for two.
And is that to anywhere? Or?
Yeah, that's what's so great about this annual list. And I know you just turned yours on your last one.
No, I'm 81 points. I will be on December 22nd that night. As soon as the casino opens, I'm going to get 81
quick
points.
81 points, yeah.
Yes, and then get out of there. Yeah, I'm interested in this. So.
Yeah, okay. So in April, they're going to offer you, it's essentially everything in their fleet, every date possible. It's just everything available in their company. They do have a couple, and I'm not very minimal blackout dates and ships. Usually like the very latest brand new ship is probably not going to be on the list.
Okay.
And I don't know what their most popular times for cruises are. I don't know, but those may be knocked off the list.
Like a holiday or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Other than that, you're going to have, and this is what I took advantage of, is because in the normal course of me playing craps on a cruise, I never earn enough points. I usually earn 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000, which earns a decent list of free cruises, the Bahamas and Caribbean and this and that and the other thing. But once you earn 3,000, 5,000, you start getting stuff like the Greek Isles and Mediterranean cruises in Europe and
Japan,
Australia, all these amazing options. But I usually don't earn those. I don't get enough points in a cruise. But throughout the year, I accrued enough points to get prime. And then so the annual list has all those amazing things.
Okay.
And so I chose and I booked a Greek Isle cruise. And then I had to change the date because it was supposed to be now. Okay. My daughter said, hey, I'm getting married. And we talk about that too. She's getting actually married this Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Here in Vegas. And so I had to change the date. So we moved it up like 2 weeks. And I ended up not doing the Greek Isles, but we ended up doing Italy. I forget what it's called. Italy and Croatia, maybe. But we went to Italy, Albania, and Croatia. And it was awesome. And so that's just something I would never earn or never pay for. But it's free on this annual cruise list. So I really took advantage of that as opposed to going out of LA for three nights.
Right.
I'm doing something that would be a super expensive cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
And was it interior room or is it balcony?
It happened
to
be, it was interior, but it was like overlooking like the center where they do all the parties and the walkway, the boardwalk or whatever in the center of the ship. So.
Okay, so it actually had a window in the interior room that looked in toward the inside of the walkway. Yeah, the promenade or whatever it's
promenade,
called. Something like that. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so, but it was, that's still multi-$1,000 cruise. And the biggest, the nice thing about it for me, and a lot of people I know can't do this, is because the flights alone would be thousands of dollars.
It's going to be huge.
Because of my wife's job, though, we only pay taxes, and we ended up flying over there. I think it was like $150 each, like $300 there, $300 back or something like that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very cheap for us. So essentially, cheap flights. The hotels aren't bad there. We stayed in Rome for two nights.
Did you go to any of the touristy things while you were in Rome?
Have you been to Rome before? We walked around for days, or not days, for 2 days. And
okay.
We did all the stuff, all the pictures.
Coliseum and all that.
All the famous spots. And
okay.
We go early just because flying standby. So standby means you have to, if there's seats available, you can go. If there's not seats, so it's always iffy when you're doing this. And so we go 2 days in case they're like, hey, there's no seats today. Maybe the next flight, maybe the next flight. And it sometimes works like that. You wait, sit through five flights trying to get on the flight. But
okay,
it actually worked out very smooth for us. And we flew to Rome. So we was there 2 days early. And then we got on the ship.
So the ship went out of what city?
It went out of Rome.
Uh-huh.
And it went around Amalfi Coast, Sicily, mm-hmm. and then it went around the boot to Albania, and then we went up to Croatia for a couple stops, and then ended up, I forget the name of the town, but it's supposed to be Venice, but it's still like a long train ride to Venice.
And then where did you go fly home out of?
Out of Venice.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, well, actually, we actually stayed, that was, so flying against, we couldn't get a flight out. So we stayed an extra night, and we didn't plan on staying in Venice. We planned on getting off the ship, taking a train to the airport, and then going home. We couldn't make the flight, so we actually stayed a night in Venice, and we're really glad we did. That may have been one of my favorite places, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and so okay. I'm really glad we got stuck there for the night.
It was almost like a little second honeymoon for you guys.
Yeah. Nothing like the Venetian in Las Vegas, by the way.
So they don't have a canal with the little thing?
That's the thing. They absolutely have canals.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
And they absolutely have the guys on the boats and everything everywhere. But it's more, it's not like a Disneyland ride. It's like real life. The interest, it's just the city is on water and on canals. And you can actually, we didn't end up doing it because it takes too long. But you can take a boat to the airport and they'll drop you off in a boat. That's just how the...
Okay.
It's really fascinating, but yeah, all these beautiful old ancient buildings are on the waterfront with canals through them, and it's really cool. It's very like a tourist trap, but it's still amazing in its own right.
Now, was there a casino at any of your land-based stops?
So, they're not very popular over there. I don't believe there was any in Rome. There wasn't any in the other stops in Italy. There was some in our last stop, I believe, in Croatia, but I ended up not going. I knew that none of them, I make sure, there was no dice in any of them.
Okay.
And most of them were like, they have some slot machines, and they call them casinos.
All right.
Roulette's big in Europe, so I do know Croatia, the towns I could have went to a casino, went to roulette. And then, excuse me, Venice does have supposedly the oldest casino in the world. And I wanted to go back to it. It opens up at 8 p.m. So we did touristy stuff and I went back but it turns out, because I knew there was like a dress code. So I was wearing shorts. I had to put on pants. So I'm like, okay, I'll wear pants. And then I found out, I think you have to pay a $50 entry fee or 50 euro, which is like maybe 60 some dollars to enter. But you also have to have a jacket.
And you probably aren't rolling.
No, didn't have a jacket. I'm like, do I go buy a jacket just to go in here? And I'm like,
they're trying to keep out the riffraff.
Yeah,
the guys
I guess.
Shorts and stuff.
They don't want guys in shorts and no suit jacket. And so there's an entry. Now with that fee, you do get like a drink and like a $10, I think, like free play. But it's still, they're still charging you like $40
for the drink
to get in. So I ended up, I was like, I'll probably never come back here in my lifetime. And this is the oldest casino in the world. But I did not do it. And again, I knew that they only have roulette tables. If it had dice, I would do it. I would have been like, you know what? This is the oldest casino.
No brainer.
They have dice.
You're buying the jacket.
I'm buying the jacket. Yes. I'm paying the entry fee. I'm going in just because it's... Dice is just an American thing, really.
So, how were they on the ship in the Mediterranean? Did you play on the ship?
Minimal. I played the first night. It went, I forget. I wonder if I can pull it up, my notes, but I think
Which strategy? Did you use your
secret
strategy?
Oh, I used
strategy?
Old Faithful, which is lay the 10.
Okay.
I think I started laying it 100 and then 110 inside.
Okay.
And then after a couple times and the pit manager goes away, I drop it down to $40 lay and 44 inside. And it was fine. I think the first night, I don't know, one night I lost 75 and one night I won 15. I forget which is which night. But I was down whatever that is, so 60 total over two nights.
What was the name of the ship?
I don't know. Navigator? I don't know. I never care what the name of the ship is. I don't.
So what class was it like?
It was like the medium size. Here. Medium size. Here, okay. We'll get the details for you.
You weren't thinking this was going to be some type of...
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting thrilling, all these questions. So. It's fine. I just, man, I don't even see. The notes is... Oh, the first night I won $15. The second night I lost $75.
All right.
And the second night I didn't get rated as well as I thought. I was only getting 80 points per hour.
That's not a lot.
Yeah. No, especially if I'm tipping. And technically, if they're offsetting your bets and they notice I drop down to $40 lay and 44 inside, it technically is only $80. And then maybe if they discount that. But still, usually I get rated 100 and some plus. Because as soon as after three rolls, I start pressing.
Yeah.
And that's how I win. But I just didn't get rated that one. I'm like, you know what? I got like 1,000 points.
Good enough.
And at that point, we started having conversations with my wife. Hey, why don't we get you to Prime? Not only that, you might start getting email offers to take friends and family with us, but then you would for sure, over the next couple of cruises, if you can earn Prime, then we would at least have the annual cruise that we can match up. We can book the same ship and the same cruise.
And then you could have a family member.
Yeah, we could take two other people with us for free.
It's an interesting strategy.
Yeah, that's our plan. Is she's also going to earn Prime. And I think she just played slots, though. This next time she says she might do team play on craps.
So you go big on...
Yeah, like I'll play the don't and she'll pay the plastine. We really don't have anything at risk. And as long as they don't like catch on or whatever too much, they might rate us pretty decent. But I'm still like, you're still going to have to put in the hours. But this time she just played slots. First night ended up really well, but she ended up losing 500 total, which was like the budget, right? Hey, we're not losing more than 500. But I think she's more than halfway to Prime. So if she could do that again and get Prime for $1,000, she'll still get offers, and it's still way cheaper than just buying a cruise outright.
Okay.
So it's still a good deal, but maybe she'll do better. I don't know.
Okay. So overall, great experience. And definitely worth trying to get your 2,500 points for Prime.
Yeah, if it is definitely like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And like I said, for most people, it's going to be, they're like, dang, it'll add up. Hotels, train rides, the type of touristy stuff you want to do and pay for once you go over there, and then airfare is the hugest.
So how much do you think you were all in with this? Because like you were saying like 300 or so for each one of you guys, and you had some hotel rooms.
Yeah, probably. I think like 1,000, 1,500, something like that.
Oh, not 2,000. Okay.
No.
But you had the discount on the airfare.
Yeah, you add on another $2,000 probably for most people.
Yeah.
And we don't buy a lot of touristy stuff, and we just walk the cities, and so we don't really pay for excursions and do all that kind of stuff. We just like exploring.
Okay. Anything else you want to add about this?
I don't want to add anything. You're the one
I'm asking.
It was the Voyager ship, by the way.
It was a Voyager class?
Yeah.
Or was it literally the Voyager?
It was the Voyager.
Okay.
So, very good. If that means anything to anybody,
it should. I know it does to Tim, who just jumped on. Yeah. He can probably tell you all about them. Let's move on to topic number two as we're pushing things along. Color Up Multiverse, he's been absent for maybe a month now, and everybody's wondering what's going on in Jeremy's world. And
is there any questions we need to answer?
We can jump into the questions.
If you see anything topical.
Yeah, I'll try to do the producer's role while you're opining there. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. But anyway, you mentioned in the Green Color Up newsletter packet where we got some really cool glasses. And I'm going to say, well done. It was really nice. Thank you very much, Jeremy. I saw and heard a lot of good things about them in the green room on your Discord. But anyway, you mentioned something about some news about
they were late, by the way. They were supposed to come out in September. But I finally did. No. It's supposed to come out in August. August 1st, I think. So I got them out in mid-September.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, shot like a set of four glasses color up on them.
And we got our chip.
Yeah, the new chip.
But anyway, we've got those nice things. You had that newsletter. And in that newsletter, you made the announcement, for lack of a better word, about a relationship that you, Color Up, is going to have with a casino in Las Vegas. What can you tell us about that?
Sadly, not much yet.
Can you at least mention the place?
Yeah, I said in the thing, it's the Strat Casino, which is interesting. I was actually supposed to be in there today. I was supposed to be in there today. Today was supposed to be my first
day. Today's not over, by the way.
Today is not over,
time.
But yeah. I can tell you I'm not going over there.
Okay.
So this is a deal that's being brokered through SportsGrid, who is where I host essentially my videos on television. And so they're going to be filming a television show at the Strat. They're making brand new content there. And so they thought they'd bring me along as like a secondary type
personality kind of thing, or
yeah, personality, or like another show, essentially
another show. Okay,
like an add-on for them of, hey, also Color Up will be filming his YouTube channel here at the Strat, and then it will also be posted on SportsGrid, which reaches a much bigger audience actually than I reach on YouTube. So they're happy about that and want that to happen. But the reason it's going through them is because then they have the umbrella insurance.
Okay.
And just technical and behind the scenes stuff like that.
Legalese stuff.
Yeah. But beyond, because I can go to any casino. Hey, am I allowed? Can I set up a camera? And some will say yes, some will say no. But we're trying to build a little stronger of a partnership, really, where I'd have some greater access. You would see some angles. We've already talked about them in cameras and certain, like, behind the pit and underneath the dealers, just different things that you might not see anywhere else. And not umbrella, I forget what it's called, but it's, anyway, just in case anyone hurts
some liability,
or sues them. Or,
liability
yeah,
insurance.
Just liability
yeah,
stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's, everything's agreed on, but I've got to get, and also funding, right? I'm like, SportsGrid, to be honest with you, I would love to go in every week, but I can't risk $500 of my personal money or $1,000 every week to play, right?
So I am not bluff. Throwing $5,000 or $10,000.
Right. It's just not happening. Even if it's only $500, I'm not using $500 out of my wallet to play at the Strat, at least not at this moment. We have to figure that out, and it's just moving slower than I wanted to.
Okay.
The weird thing about it is, a lot of people don't know this, but Bob Stupak, when it was called, I forget the name of it, but
it's the birthplace.
Yeah, it is the birthplace of Crapless Craps. And what I found out is why it is like sweeping the country in the last couple of years is because one of their lawyers or something dropped the ball and did not renew
the patent
or rights or whatever to
copyright
it.
So or whatever.
It became to where everyone could copy it. And that's why you see like the boom and the bust and the this and the that. And everyone's copied and renamed it because they lost their exclusivity to it. But they were the ones who started it. And so, interestingly, they have no standard craps at all in the casino.
How many tables do they have?
They have three. And one of them's like a miniature tub. And then they have, even their bubble craps are crapless. They do have one standard bubble craps on the other side of the floor. But
so they're all in on crapless.
Yeah. And I get it because they're the birthplace. But I don't know if enough people care. And they don't advertise it or anything. They just... It could be a marketing angle, but they don't use it. It's just you go in there and they don't have standard crap. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I would think that they should have at least one standard table. So I don't know. We'll see how it develops. We'll see how often I film there, and we'll see if things work out really well. But I don't know that I want to go on a weekly basis to play Crapless Craps.
So you don't think it would fulfill your inner joy as you your long-term goal of building the game of craps and the community. You don't think you're all in on crapless craps like that?
No, I think it's
temporary.
Maybe, it's an optional. It's a fun thing maybe for some, but I don't want to have to explain to everyone because most of my viewers are cyclical and they're all new players or just turned 21 or going to Vegas for the first time.
Hey, why does mine have an 11 and 12 and two and three on there?
Yeah. And it's a more expensive game. It almost makes you so you can't. We've talked about this before. You've pulled it off successfully.
Yeah,
you really
it once. Yeah,
it makes the pass line and the come bet a very bad bet. Not terrible. It would become. I call it a bad bet because it's equivalent to roulette. But a lot
just off
that.
Just off from the get go of the game, the house edge.
Yeah, it's over 5%. Winning standard craps, you can get way below 1%. So it doesn't make sense to play over 5%. So then you're only playing pass line. And then I've really been into hedging lately, temporarily.
And no dark side.
Yeah, and you don't just don't get that in craps. So you're just like, cover some numbers, hope they roll, or you're going to lose money.
Yeah.
And when they do roll, it's great, but it's just not, I don't know, it's just not craps. I think it's a fun little option or side game, but I don't want to get into promoting it full-time and teaching people it full-time and
Let me ask you this. They have Ken Weary Byers jumping in. He says, what do you think is the percentage of people who prefer crapless over craps or vice versa? What do you think could be it?
A moving target.
Okay.
It seems like everyone's adding it. And I've been to cities like St. Louis. I went to two or three casinos there kind of downtown. And they will have four crapless craps tables and one standard, and all the crapless ones are full. So there are parts of the country where that's where everyone likes.
Okay.
And you got guys like online, I think like Bluff and stuff, they're playing bubble craps and then even the
going across all
it just makes it easy. Hey, just cover all the numbers and hope, you know, a few rolls and you get your money back, especially if you can hit those outside numbers. But it just makes the game really easy to explain. So there's no don't. You have to worry about. You don't have to worry about stage one, right?
Right.
You win or you lose if the 2, 3, yeah, and 12. None of that. It's just roll the dice and avoid the 7. The end, right? That's the name of the game. So it makes it easy.
That's a very short book, by the way.
So I think more and more people are attracted to that because it takes no effort to understand the game then. It's just bet on all the numbers and hope the 7 don't roll. And that's it. So to me, it loses the complexity and the intrigue about it. At that point, it's just roulette. You're just picking numbers and hope that the ball lands on it. And we're just using the dice instead. So
not as many strategies are coming to mind with... You can still press up.
You can still press. And the big thing would be for me is regress. Maybe if you cover some outside numbers, those pay a lot better. And then you can regress down and have your bets paid for. There's things like that you can do. But really, you're just stuck. You're either pressing or regressing. You're covering inside or you're covering outside or some sort of mix. You're not playing any hybrid at all. You're not laying any number temporarily. It's just all about avoiding the 7. So... Yeah, there's no someone mentioned 11 come out winner.
Yeah.
There is no 11 come out winner in this game.
Yeah, none.
So,
yeah, there's no 11 come out winner. He was just wondering, Matrix Devonshire says, I'm not sure how the pass line is a lower house edge by itself since you don't lose on the 2, 3, or 12. You at least have a chance to get those rather than lose. I know you lose on the 11. So, you remember the math and stuff on that one, why it's... 5% over the top.
How the regular pass line works is you have a really big advantage to win with the 7.
2-1 on the first roll,
versus losing. And then that's where the big part of the game is for the pass line. Once it actually moves to a number, you're more likely to lose the bet.
No matter which number, even the 6 or the 8 or whatever.
But it's 4 through 10. You're not a huge underdog. You're a little underdog. But that winning on the come out offsets it. So it makes it like a 50-50 bet.
Almost.
It's like 49, whatever it is. Right?
49-51,
The problem on crapless is, yes, you don't, you can't lose on the first roll. But the problem is when your number goes to a 2 or a 12 or a 3 or an 11, with the 2, there's 6 ways to lose and only one way to win. You are a now 6-1 underdog.
It's pretty bad. It's
very difficult to roll that 2 back, right?
Yes, it is.
So that's where they do, and you only get paid 1-1. Right now, if you're playing odds, it's true and fair odds. They pay you 6-1.
Sure.
But that's an additional bet. But the pass line itself is you are now a 6-1 underdog. So you only get one roll. Then you're a 6-1 underdog, and they're going to pay you 1-1. That's not cool at all, right?
No.
So if you are going to play the pass line, you've got to play odds. You've got to make sure you can afford it. Like in the regular game, I say you don't really need to play odds.
It's an extra bet. It's an additional bet. Yeah,
you're still going to lose 1.4% of whatever. Mm-hmm. But in crapless, you're going to lose over 5% if you don't add odds. So make sure you have enough money to be able to afford odds and get that 5% down. Mm-hmm. So with crapless craps, if you're going to play the pass and come, I really would say make sure you have enough bankroll to play odds in that game just because it's a ripoff if not. But that's why the house edge is so high, is because you start getting paid $1 when you should be getting paid $6. So,
yeah.
Someone just asked, I have not seen crapless craps on a cruise ship yet, and I haven't heard of any, but I don't know why it wouldn't.
I hope to never see it. I hope to never see it, yeah.
It will come because it's easy to understand.
It's cheaper to train the
dealers. And
the
casino makes out like bandits because now they're going to be making over 5% on pass line bets. And everyone goes, if they're new, they play pass line.
And that's going to change up you and your and everybody's cruise game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't hedge.
Honestly, if they move to crap, I wouldn't. Cruises.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, I would dabble in it, but there's no way I'm going to be trying to earn thousands of points on crapless craps. It's just not going to be a thing for me.
It's not going to happen.
At that point, I'm not.
So you got an upcoming, you're working out the details, and we should expect to see.
Yeah, hopefully some content now. With single cam, and that was the other thing. Sports Grid is supposed to support me with local help here. They have people here stationed in Vegas. And then like camera equipment and all that stuff so I can do multi angles and do this thing right. I could just call them up right now. I have the contacts and say, hey, can I go with my phone or my one camera and film at the bubble craps? But I'm trying to get it set up to where I could do right. Like I said, I can put the cameras on the other side of the table and present craps to you like you've never seen before, hopefully.
Awesome.
But we'll see.
Very good. We had our buddy jump in a little late here. Hey, Brian, I know you and Amber.
Oh, yeah, he must be using the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. I saw you. I've been watching a couple of his videos. We talked about Jeremy's cruise earlier. I don't know if you jumped on or not, but maybe when you're out walking the next day or whatever, you can definitely catch up on Jeremy's adventures in the Mediterranean Sea. But, yes, good to see you.
Yeah, I really want to do – I want to visit Japan, right? And some cruises have a couple stops, but I don't know about 2 weeks, and most of it is crossing the ocean. Like, I'd rather fly to Tokyo and hit a couple spots or something, but a lot of them are trans-Pacific.
Pacific, yeah.
And most of that, 10 days or whatever, is just out to sea. And like you said, it's open quite a bit.
Yeah, is that – yeah, he put on –
that's just the craps table, so I imagine the casino is open from 24/7. Like noon to almost.
Well, I think when I watched his video earlier today, I think he said that the slot machines, or maybe it was the day before, are open all the time.
Oh, Yeah.
So interesting there. And I bet you his airfare is going to be a little more coming back from the Pacific because he's got to get all the way to Colorado eventually. So,
yeah, I know he's one of those wheelers and dealers. So, yeah, he's freaking flyer miles and all kinds of stuff. That's why those are the way, like, he's running all kinds of points. And that's his behind the scenes. So that's how he can fly and do all these cruises. And then my wife is in the industry. And so that's how I can fly and do all these extra cruises. I know some people get that question, like, how in the world do you do so many cruises? I know they're free, but you're still playing poor fees and taxes and Ubers and hotels.
And hotels. And
we can do that because the biggest expense in all of this is airfare. Travel, so when they go, hey, can you do a cruise in 2 weeks? Yes, I can because I work from home and I can fly there for essentially free. So I'm in a different situation
than
the average Joe. So that's how they can throw out all these offers because they know no one's taking them up on the offers for the most part. It looks good and it's exciting, but I understand most people cannot take advantage of the offers, but we're certainly enjoying it while I can.
Good. Yeah. All right. So nothing else. We're just going to see some content coming up. So I guess we'll transfer over to.
I did mention the same newsletter.
Go ahead.
I mentioned the whole boondock. I don't know. The mess that
I wasn't going to bring it up. I was going to let you in. Take it head on.
I did mention, like, I wanted to tell my club members and clarify what that is. The general YouTube audience, not that big a deal because they're not the real supporters like the club is. So I did tell the club, but I think most of the people on here are club members and not just general YouTube viewers. I was excited to do my first sponsorship with Stake. Stake is a big company, online gambling company. They're everywhere now. They sponsor Formula One. They sponsor UFC fights.
Big time.
People. Big time. They sponsor Color Up. They throw around big money. So I'm like, they're like, will you sponsor our casino that doesn't have craps? I'm like, and they're like, how about some big money? And I'm like, how about some really big money? I'm like, okay, let's talk about it. Haven't gotten paid, by the way, yet. Supposedly, I still should get some
checks in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Once we work out some more stuff. So I basically, it was like a 2 month deal. After 1 month, I'm getting all these complaints from people. Hey, your sign-up bonus, because I say promote, hey, if you sign up, you get so many of these green coins, which if you play, you can cash them out for real cash because it's one of these they're a for fun casino that you can buy more coins to play fun coins. But when you buy more, you get Stake coins, which you can cash out for real cash, Bitcoin or crypto, and then real cash. It's complicated, but people were not getting their sign up offer. And I'm asking, hey, what's the deal? I'm lying to my people. Jim's a big example.
I didn't get mine.
And when you ask them, they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. No influencer gets this.
Nobody, everybody gets 25 minutes. What do you call something that is not true?
Right.
That's a direct quote from customer service.
Yeah. So their customer service is giving people, which is giving me a bad name because I'm like, hey, this is an amazing sign up deal. And no one's getting it. Anyone who talks to customer service, they're like, what are you talking about? So that was a mess. And then I'm saying, okay, where are the stats? So it was a real sponsorship. I know Casino Quest and some other people are like, we don't do it because it's an affiliate deal. You have to sign up and lose money for us to get paid. That wasn't my deal. I just get paid for promoting them. But I would like to go, hey, 2 month deal. Maybe we make it this longer deal. Let me know how many people are clicking, how many people are signing up. No problem. I have all these certain links. If you go through my website, if you go through my YouTube, if you go through my Discord, these are all links that should be tracked. I've got zero data from them. They're like, we don't know what's going on. We don't know why we can't provide you any data. I'm like, what is the point of me promoting you if we can't tell anyone who signed up where any of the traffic's coming from, any of the clicks? They're not getting sign-up bonus. And I said, I'm done. I'm not promoting you guys. So
there you go.
Will I get paid for a month of promoting them?
Doubt it.
I'm not holding my breath.
No. Will I get my 25
Will
coins?
Jim get his 25 gold
coins? Never.
Coin? No, he won't. No. They say they're working on it and like maybe they can make it up to people. But I don't know. But I guess that's what you get for dealing with an online casino.
Okay.
they're not, what do you call it, registered in America. Yeah. They're not followed under the rules. And that's why people always say, hey, be careful these poker sites, be careful these online sites. Typically, they care about their reputation, so they should pay you back. But like the old days in poker, they could just close up shop and say, see ya. Try to cash out your money from our island company. I don't know. Right. It left a sour taste in my mouth. It would have been nice to have a great big sponsor for the channel. It would have helped a lot. I could have invested myself into cameras and doing different things. But it just... That's what I've been so leery of, taking any sponsorships. And it just didn't pan out as of yet. Okay. We'll see if they can make it up, but
see what happens.
I'm not super excited about it. Yeah. So.
And truth be known, I don't think 25 green coins is going to make a big difference in anybody's life.
In anybody's life. And much that was your, mine. I think ours, everyone was supposed to get, I think 58, or it was pretty significant.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. But they told me nobody gets more than.
Yeah, you didn't even get the standard, because a lot of people, you get the 25.
I didn't even get the standard. They said I took too long.
You had signed up, and then you were flying to join me on a cruise.
Yeah, they said it was a four-hour period or whatever.
Because you landed in Nevada, and then you weren't allowed to finish your sign up here. And then once you got to California, they're like, now it's too late. Like,
sorry.
I'm still a brand new customer. I haven't played any. Why can't I get my... So anyway.
All right, so enough about that. Nothing else in the green letter you want to talk about? Those were the two big things.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's it.
All right. So the next one that I had that some people might find interesting is
Mr. Hampe showed the true side of online casinos. That'd be interesting. I'll have to check that out, maybe.
Yeah, I have to Google that one. Yeah. People who've been watching your videos may have noticed some extra hands in there. Normally it's just a two-handed show, but you've had four hands in there. You want to talk a little bit about that? And
initially, you kicked it off. You helped me film a few. Three, four, maybe. I don't know.
Yes, yes.
And so you had a little run of. You were the player for me.
Yes, I was the player. So we've done that, and I know you've had other family members in before, but they have always been on the other side. But you,
because I was the best dealer at the time. I have had dealer John. Mm-hmm. Has dealt for me.
And you were the player. Time was multiple videos, at least three, I think, that are out now, where you're no longer the best dealer in your family.
not even close.
But anyway, talk about that, and can we expect to see that some more? I think it makes the videos a lot more interesting. They seem to go faster. And there's some good things that come about with it. But talk about that.
It's more realistic, maybe. And it's just nice to see. There's a dealer and a player, right? My son is here, I don't know how long, temporarily. He said, and it's a good thing and a bad, not good and bad, not for him. He's, you know what? Maybe I want to make a change. I don't know. You're down in Vegas. Do you mind if I move in with you and then look around? Like, yeah, it's hard to say no to your kids, right?
Yeah.
And I actually brought it up and invited him. I said, I'm going to Vegas. I know you're in Reno. He was at the top casino, and your pay tops out.
Okay.
Makes a decent living at that. But here in Vegas, you could probably double it. You have to work your way up. But if you get to the center strip, you're making a pretty good chunk of change. Mm. Easily 100,000, 150 plus, something in that, pretty good pay.
Big money,
for a dealer, if you can get to the center strip. Cosmo, Bellagio, those type of places, right? And I'm like, yeah, come to Vegas. And so he's like, yeah, sure, my lease is ending. I'll come and check it out. So he has been, at first I didn't want to ask him, because I'm like, Jared, I'll be up front with you. I'm not going to pay you. If you want to help out, it's fun. And so my son, Jared, is a dealer, and he has been dealing for me in some of my videos. And he's like, I need to keep up and practice and stuff like that. And so it's been fun to have him. We just filmed. There'll be a couple more coming out. We filmed a couple. Now, he may or may not continue dealing, actually. He's an outdoorsman guy. He runs ultra marathon. I don't know what they're called.
Ultrathons.
I don't know. They're in the hills. They're outdoors. Yeah. They're 100 miles, whatever. He doesn't like road and 26 miles or whatever. So
too easy for a guy like that. Yeah. So no challenge.
He's an outdoor fitness guy, right? So he wants to do something in that range. So he's applying. He's looking at whatever they're called, wilderness firemen and wilderness tour guides. And
adventure, whatever.
Adventure. Yeah, whatever. Wilderness.
Ranger guy. Yeah.
Ranger. And like that would be, I think, ideal for him. And then he could always, the nice thing about that career is he can always go back to dealing, or he could do it. I think he mentioned one where it would be like seasonal. They treat him as full time, but it's only for 6 months as a wilderness rescue person. And then he could deal the rest of the year. So he may or may not continue dealing. But he has been dealing on my table, and I've loved it. He's been dealing craps for a little over a year now, and then he was dealing the other table games for another year or two.
Okay. So as far as, and we can ask our you can ask your viewers, but I think it makes the play a lot better. I think it's, you used the word realistic. I think it makes it more realistic. And the pace of play rolls. And I don't know. I bet you get more rolls per video than you do when you're doing everything yourself. Definitely.
It not maybe a couple more rolls.
That's all?
Yeah. I'm not, because I'm still not super flying through things. And usually I know how to make the payouts for the bets I make. He just does it a lot smoother, and he does it properly using both of his hands. He's not.
Yeah, but you still have to handle the money both times, or handle the chips both times. Yeah,
there is some.
There's got to be some efficiency.
There is,
in
but
that.
As far as the total roll count, it's been a little more, but not a whole lot.
Okay,
I do. I still talk, and I try to teach, and yeah. I mean, I could put him on mic and have him make the calls, but people know Color Up, and so I don't. I feel like. I shouldn't be on mic, but it would be cool if I had a stick man making the calls and I could still make commentary, but half my commentary is part of the calls anyway, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, it has, and I'm not making the mistakes, right? So the payoffs are usually right. I give him a hard time because he did forget the puck the other day. He left it on. I'm like,
yeah, I remember y'all were chit-chatting one of those videos.
It happens.
Yeah. But nobody's perfect.
Yeah. There's some times that I've made mistakes. I'm like, did I?
I hear your voice. And, did I? What was that? You'll make the adjustment.
Anyway, yeah, it's been fun. It's fun. It's really cool that he has that trade and skill. And I'm going to have him deal to me as much as possible. And he likes it because he says he keeps in practice a little bit. So in case he does need to fall back on that career.
What strategies? Do we have anything coming up to take advantage of something that was maybe a little complicated, or we got some new strategies coming up? What's in the pipeline?
Not really to take advantage. There's certainly some things that I probably wouldn't have even filmed if it wasn't for him. I can't remember which particular one, but some of these submissions I get are crazy.
Okay.
But there's nothing really out of the ordinary coming down the pike.
All right.
I know there was a variation of the Arnold. People have really been loving the Arnold for the last year or so.
Yes.
And so I'm putting out someone submitted a variation of the Arnold.
Okay.
And it was interesting, the results. So I actually think that's coming out Monday.
All right. Very good.
But nothing. I'm not really taking advantage of him in that way yet, where I can do this crazy stuff. But I don't know. It is something to think about. But.
And are you still keeping the same pace of videos, or are you like taking advantage of him being in the house and you're stockpiling?
Oh, I would like to, but no. As of right now, it's still Mondays and Thursdays here on the Color Up channel.
All right.
And Sports Grid whenever. But I'm not getting ahead because I am, like I said, cruising, and then I was sick and. Now I'm catching up. Now the wedding,
upcoming wedding
stuff. The
wedding—that's our last topic. That's our last.
Yeah, all the families coming in this week, starting the 30th, which is is that Monday or Tuesday or no?
Tuesday. I think 29th is tomorrow.
So my house will be full from Tuesday until the following week. So I'll be trying to work as minimal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good. So families coming in. What else is going on in the Color Up multi-universe? Anything else as we're coming up on an hour here? Anything else that's going on that we need to let people know about?
No, that the dot. I think she was. So I've had my son, and that video was done gangbusters years ago, and then I redid it with How to Play Craps with my daughter.
Yes,
my daughter Toby, and so she's the one getting married, and she. She was like, I just want to do a small private thing. She lives up in Winnemucca, Nevada, which is the middle of nowhere, a couple hours outside of Reno. And she's like, I just want to do a tiny family wedding. And then when we moved to Vegas, it had never really crossed her mind. She's like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll just do a little
Vegas wedding.
And Vegas is popular for all these little chapels and stuff. And she's actually getting married at the chapel where her grandfather got married. My wife's dad got married. In Vegas.
Oh, wow.
However long ago. He's no longer with us, but yeah, so he won't get to see it. But she was like, oh, it's sentimental. It's goofy and fun, but it also sentimental. And it's still a small, they're really tiny little 10 people can come in. And yeah, so she's making it into this fun little Vegas thing. Yeah, the reception's at the Red Rock Casino, their bowling alley. So if anyone knows Red Rock is like an upscale locals casino. It's not near the strip, but a lot of local people like it, and it's really nice. And they have they're one of those places that have movie theater and bowling alley. They have everything, like a resort.
So you're going to have a banquet room?
I rented out it's like a bowling alley / banquet, private VIP area, whatever. So I had to rent that out. And she's Elvis Chapel. She does not want to pay for the Elvis. All of the chapels had that option to upgrade and add Elvis. Okay. But we visited a couple. These Elvises are like, if they actually looked like Elvis or their wig was okay. But these guys have this wig that's silly and crooked and they're like,
not good. Okay.
They're skinny, but they're wearing the fat Elvis suit. And it's just none of it. Would this guy come off the street? He probably did. If it was a really good Elvis impersonator, maybe it would be fun to have them part of the wedding. But it's usually not the case. So we're not going to pay extra for Elvis.
Yeah, is everybody dressing up or is it chill or come as you are? Or what are y'all doing?
I was told I'm supposed to get a nice shirt.
Wow.
So,
okay, so we're talking.
I did have to buy her a dress, I guess, as the family of the bride. You have to pay, which I'm thrilled, right? I'm getting out cheap. A little Vegas chapel and
no rehearsal dinner and all that, church.
And all this. It's pretty minimal for me, which thank goodness. My next daughter might be a freaking cathedral and the whole nine, because it's just her personality. We might have to pay double for that one. But
it'll average out.
It'll probably average out. But this daughter, I'm getting out cheap. But I will probably sometime this week, but I don't own a jacket. I couldn't even get in the casino in Venice.
Yeah.
So I will probably get a nice shirt and get a jacket as well. But I don't know that there's any dress code, really. It's going to be like a 10-minute ceremony in one of these little Las Vegas strip.
And then everybody jumps in the car and goes to, okay.
Yeah, we're going
to
take some pictures down on Fremont Street, and then we'll go to the Red Rocks bowling alley and have a little reception / party / whatever.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then families coming in.
Are you going to be a working dad and have to take pictures and videos?
I'm going to help, but I used to do wedding video back in the day.
Right. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. And I really do want one. She's, I don't need a video. I'm like, but it's more important to me. But my brother is actually taking over wedding video business, and he's been doing it for years, and he's far surpassed the quality and the style that I could do. And he's really grown his business, and he just outsources editors and all that stuff. He does a really amazing job. Luckily, I'm going to have him to lean on, and I will maybe assist a little bit. But yeah, I was forbidden to work and take pictures and videos for my daughter.
Just to be dad.
Yeah, she's, I want you just to be dad. Don't worry about that stuff. So I will probably help a little bit. But my brother is actually a professional in the wedding industry. So
that's very
cool.
He'll
be doing the heavy lifting for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I don't have anything else on my Color Up Universe list.
Yeah, if anyone has any questions, shoot them out. We'll answer a couple, but otherwise we'll get off and we'll go watch some football or something like that.
If there is football on.
Yeah,
is there football on Sunday night in America, in the United States? I think there might be.
Sunday night football. I forget which channel hosts it.
It's probably NBC, and it's probably one of the teams that people either love or hate that's playing tonight. So anyway, and they're 1-2, and they might even be losing 7-0 with 9 seconds left in the first quarter. But you didn't hear that from me.
Yeah, appreciate that update.
Yeah, yeah.
Or lack of update.
Yep. There it is.
Yeah, America's team.
Your sister's got an
eye. She's got it on TV, yeah. I know her household's fans.
Okay.
We've officially dated not that this one would make it up onto podcast platforms. I'm not sure
probably
about this
not.
One.
Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No